transmission.
Hi, thanks for calling the Campbell Soup Company. We produce real food that matters for life's moments.
It's 8:47 p.m.
Wait, what? 8:47? Can that be right? That doesn't seem right, because it's not correct. The actual time, my friends, is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the dubious goals committed. Yes, it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Welcome. I'm glad you're joining me here today, because it's time to pour the tea. Oh, look how yummy that is. It looks so good. What could it be? What kind of tea am I drinking today? Oh yeah, baby. That's good tea. I'm drinking Jinjin Mei. Oh, it's so delicious. I can never get enough of this stuff. In fact, I think I'm going to drink some more right now. Okay. That's good stuff. That is good stuff. But right now, we're getting out of the car. Yeah, cool. Because we are out doing some leg testing today. I woke up this morning and my leg is feeling very much better. My knee is not doing that weird thing. Actually, now that I'm moving, I would say my knee is only doing that weird thing a little bit. And I think my leg is getting better. The muscle spasms in my leg are greatly reduced from what they were even yesterday. It's just, wow, I'm super happy about this. And if I failed to mention who I am, my name is Tobe. Most of the committee knows that, but if this is your first time listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, hi, I'm Tobe. I do weird stuff. And so today we're testing out my leg. We're shaking it out, and we're doing this by going down to the creek. I'm walking towards the bunny zone. I don't see my baby bunnies anywhere. We're going to be in the marmot zone here in a second as I enter the canopy. Yes. It's a fairly nice day today. It's overcast. It's about 24, 25 degrees Celsius. But I heard it's going to heat up. So I wanted to come out as soon as possible, because in the next hour or so, the sun's going to come out and the temperature is going to increase a great deal. I'm standing looking over the ravine where we find our marmots. I'm not seeing any mottis down in here today. I do hear a bird freaking out, but it's just one bird. You know, usually if there's owls out, we hear... Oh, I see one flying. Oh, there's an owl. I see an owl. He was somewhere on the other side of the creek, and I can't see him anymore. He flew out, and now he's... I know where he is. He's in that giant tree that fell over. He's way up there. And we've got a golfer. Got a golfer on the tee. Let's see if he knocks his golf ball into the creek. Let's see, he's getting ready to tee off. And that owl is not very far from the golfer. Well, that guy teed off successfully. Did not knock his golf ball into the creek. So I did just see an owl for a second. I can't see where he is. It's far enough away, and he's way up in a tree, and blah, blah, blah. So let's go down into the creek That one bird is still freaking out. Oh. Ball in. Whoever that guy's golfing with, they just knocked their ball into the trees. I didn't see it come down, but that might be it right there. I can see a ball laying on the sandbar in the creek. It's a white ball. It is uninteresting. So I'm making it down into the creek now. Yeah. This is great. Because my leg is a little weird. I can still feel that muscle weird action in my hip and everything. But it's way less than it was. Oh, this is great. This is just great. Now I'm going to walk downstream a little bit to see if I can see that owl. Because where this tree fell over, there's a gap in the canopy, and now I can see up into there. What do we got? What do we got? Where's my owl? I do not see where he went. He was way up high. He went flappity flap flap. And then he, where did he go? Where did he go? Let's take a look. I'm in the best spot. I don't see him, but there are birds up in that tree going chitterty chatterty chitterty chatterty. Chitterty chatterty chitterty chatterty chatterty chatterty. Oh, there he is. Flap, 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 flap. He left. He seems to have flown downstream. I couldn't see him. He was hiding in the leaves, but when he left, flappity flap, flap. I see something. It's not an owl. I see something down in the Wasser. We've got to get down into the creek because I see a two-tone ball. There is another yellow and red golf ball down there. How am I going to get down there? How am I going to do this? This is in an odd spot. If I can manage to get down there somehow. Oh, this is slippery mud. Okay, this is going to be tricky because I need to make a step onto this rock and then support myself somewhere. We're just going to do it. That'll work. Now, how do I get across here? I need to do some rock hopping. Good thing I got my rock hopping shoes on. Oh, I'm sinking into the mud. Okay, hop, hop, go. Onto the rock, onto the sandbar, onto the Mati tracks. There's Mati tracks, and I've got a golf ball. Let's get it. Yeah. Yep. Wash it off. This one's going to need some deeper cleaning. But we do have a Srixon number one. Yellow and red. Two-tone golf ball. Wow. Suddenly I'm really glad I came down here today. And you know, now that we're in this spot, let's just hop over the stream that's only 45 centimeters wide here. Let's go walking up the sandbar. See if we can find any owls. Because I know the owls like to hide down here sometimes. Let's see, where have we seen owls before? Yeah, they like that tree over there and these branches that stick out over the water. I don't see any owls, but sometimes they're hard to spot. I'm still looking though. Walking up the sandbar. This is pretty fun. I'm glad I came out today. I wasn't going to. I was thinking about just hanging around the house, doing nothing. But no. I thought, yeah, maybe we should go outside while we have the opportunity. And I'm glad I did. There's more birds really chirping a lot down there, but I don't know what they're chirping about. Chirpity, chirpity, chirp birds. Okay, I'm sinking into the sand, so I'm going to keep moving. Except I'm going to go backwards. I'm not going forwards. Let's go back to where we got to be. I'm under the big tree that fell over. It's a big cottonwood. Oh, it's got some very, very major limbs. This tree, oh, it's almost a meter in diameter. It's huge. And then after about 3 or 4 meters, it bifurcates. Big, huge, huge, huge tree. And it has fallen into other trees. It's going to be interesting down here. This is going to be fun to climb. Once, like next spring, when there's no plants and all the leaves and little branches have broken off, that's going to be some fun ninja stuff up there. I will make that into part of my Fukuya Jitsu course. Now I'm crossing back over to where I was. I want to check the main golf ball area to see if there's any other golf balls. Okay, this is tricky, but I'm managing to do this. This is good. I'm doing all this tricky technical walking with my legs. Yay! And my legs are working properly. It's very humid down here. I'm running away from bugs, mosquitoes mostly, and I have the sniffles. It's a very sinusy day today. It's going to be sinus centric. And why do I get the feeling that somebody's been down here? There are no golf balls. You know, there's one or two that are buried in the mud on the other side of the creek here. But I don't see any in the ravine. And that's unusual. I have a feeling somebody came down here and picked up a lot of golf balls. I don't even see any in the deep water. Yeah, the last time we were down here, there was a couple in the pool over there. The only golf ball I see is that one on the sandbar upstream a little ways. And that might have been the ball that got knocked in here while we were just hanging out. Oh, see? Here's another weird thing. There's another ball down here. A ball pit ball. And it's blue. And I got really excited there for a second. But luckily, I'm close enough to it that I could immediately see that it was the wrong size and that it could not be a golf ball. So I'm not overly disappointed. I'm rather happy. Hell, we got a two-tone today. That makes 3 two-tone balls. We now have 3 Srixron yellow and red golf balls. Awesome. That's more than blue. Actually, I do have 3 blue golf balls, but they're not all the same color of blue. I'm going to walk upstream here a little bit. There's little white butterflies hanging around, but not as many white butterflies as we saw last Friday at Fort Atkinson. That was crazy. Oh, I just saw a shadow on the ground. I'm looking up because that might have been a big bird named Owly McOwlface, but I don't see him. Where could he be? I do not know. Okay, this is good. Oh, you know what I was gonna do? I was gonna bring a little can down here and scoop up some sand. I forgot the can. I was gonna harvest some sand. I need some sand. I've used up all my sand. Tobe, what do you need sand for? Well, I just like to have sand around. Well, I need it for like little craft projects and modeling projects. A lot of people don't know about me, but I sort of do a lot of modeling. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, of course you do a lot of modeling, Tobe. Look at that unbelievable hair you have. Clearly, you are an international hair model. It's like, no. I'm not a hair model. I'm just a hair model stand-in. A lot of people don't know that that's an actual job. Yeah, a hair model stand-in is very lucrative. And it's sort of a funny deal. Basically, what I do is I'm hired for photo shoots to stand in for the models before they get there. I am there so that photographers can get the lighting right and, you know, do all that kind of technical stuff without actually having to pay a model to sit there and waste time, because models get a lot of money. And it's easier to hire a guy like me who will work for 1/4 of the price and just sit there and let them light my glorious locks and practice taking pictures. Okay, I'm hearing more bird freak out downstream now, just as I'm getting ready to leave. What's going on? There might be some owl action, but I'm gonna climb out of here without my sand. That's okay. I don't need the sand right away. I still have a little bit left. But yeah, I use sand for lots of stuff. When I'm making little models, or when I'm doing my weird specimen jars. You know, there might be something going on downstream, but I'm not gonna check it out. What am I gonna do? I'm gonna plug in the magic music machine. There we go. And we're going to listen to some music so I can drive home. Alright, there's been a change of plans because there's been a development. I was going to come in here, I'm back in my house obviously, and plug in some synthesizers and show you the synthesizer thing that I was talking about yesterday, because I'm Synth the Nerd. But no, two things happened as I was driving home. You know, as I drive home, I kind of have to drive by the golf course, right? I got to go right by the little office in the first tee, and I noticed that there was a lady standing at the first tee getting ready to take a shot, and she was playing with an unusual golf ball. Couldn't tell if it was orange or pink, but I couldn't stop and stare. I had to turn. So I turned, and I was coming around the block, and in somebody's yard I noticed, hey, what are those white things in that person's yard? Are those golf balls? No. Oh my God, those are bigger than golf balls. Those are mushrooms. Wow, look at those huge mushrooms, because, you know, it's been rainy a little bit the last couple of days. Not big rains, just a lot of little sprinkles. And so some mushrooms sprouted around the corner and down the street. And then I pulled into my driveway, and I got out of my car, and I checked my mailbox, and I saw something crazy insane across the street. Yes, you heard me. Crazy insane. And so now, I gotta put my shoes back on because there's mushrooms growing in my neighbor's yard. This is the neighbor's directly across the street from me. And these mushrooms, are actually opening up. Wait, should I get my glasses? Yeah, I better put on my glasses just in case. So that means I gotta take off my shoes to put on my glasses. Now I put my shoes back on. Yeah, that probably didn't make any sense to anybody listening. But yeah, I'm getting excited. So now I gotta open the garage door. And here's the convenient thing. These are my neighbors who have just moved out. There's nobody in this house. Wow, look at those. They're 40 meters away. This one is open and it is monstrous. It just looks like one of those giant umbrellas you see on the beach. And then there's four or five mushrooms around it. Walking across the street here. There's some big mushrooms around it. Oh yeah, we got a few here. Yeah, we got a few more. We got some little glonkers. How many little glonkers do we have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And then we've got this one that is absolutely, absolutely monstrous. Now let's set up the camera. And hopefully nobody will get real mad for me taking two steps into this lawn to take a picture of this beautiful, beautiful mushroom. It's nice and scaly. The veil is open. This mushroom is at least, I'm going to measure it from the top here. That's at least, it's 20 centimeters in diameter. It is massive. Massive. Blastive. We don't see anything this big around here very often, that is for damn sure. The stalk itself is 2 centimeters in diameter. I'm gonna get right up close to it and get some of this texture. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Taking really weird pictures, really weird close-up pictures, so I can get some interesting stuff out of this. There's a little bug on here. Hi, Mr. Buggy. There's another little mushroom growing next to this giant mushroom. And so he has a friend. Mushroom friends are so nice. Nice mushroom buddies. All right. I've probably taken enough pictures. I'm turning around. Gonna walk back across my street here. All this new pavement. Look at this beautiful white street. Oh, I love my new street. Except I sort of don't. It makes a weird noise when you drive on it because it's scalloped. And so when you drive down it, it goes fatoom, 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 and it sounds like you have a flat tire. And, or I'll even be sitting inside my house, and I'll hear cars driving by, and I can hear that fatoom, 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 fatoom. It's like, that is kind of annoying. But now I'm back in my garage, so we can close the garage door and re-enter my lovely home. Oh, yeah. Whew, nice and cool in here. It's starting to get humid outside. It's starting to heat up. Is the sun coming out? It's almost out. Anyway, I guess now we can plug the synthesizers in. Oh no, we can't because look who just showed up.
Who is this? Hi. Hi. Are you gonna talk on the radio?
Yeah, so I guess some cats are not talking on the radio. Right, so I guess the cat's not talking. Are you talking or not? You're not talking. You're just standing here being fuzzy and in the way when I'm trying to do my synthesizers. Yeah, I gotta do synthesizers. Because I was telling people about this cool synthesizer thing I did yesterday. Oh, it's so synthesizer-y. Yeah, listen to that cool sequence. There's no notes. It's just bong, 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 bong. We can stop it. Because that's not the interesting part. Are you just going to stand here in my way? Yes, you're standing in the way. The cat
wants to do kitty business, but I want to do synthesizer business. And so I'm going to plug in the Baby 6 sequencer, which we're not even using for anything all that interesting, because we're not using it for a sequence, although there is a sequence in it right now, I think. Yeah, that's fun. Beep, bop, beep, boop, deet, doot, doot. And it's not so interesting until we start dialing in the other oscillators. Yeah. Do you like that synthesizer? Pippa, you're a good kitty. I got a fluffy kitty. And that's the sound I got going. It doesn't get interesting until you just use the keyboard on the sequencer on the Baby 6. But this keyboard is really just 3mm tactile switches. But you can do this. Oh. Let's make it sound more epicer. Let's get some epicness. Yeah. Now we're getting epic-y. I love this. It's so thick and rich. And where's that beating coming from? I've got this set for... Oh, it is set for equitemper. I thought I had it set on just intonation. Doesn't matter either way. So I got that going. That's fun. And I've got the LFO on the filter cutoff, so we can get extra epic-y. Yeah! It's so synthy. We can turn the LFO off. And then here's where it gets really weird. See, I've got the sequencer slash keyboard just plugged into VCO1, and it's gating the VCA. If I were to plug the LFO into VCO2, the sub, then we get even weirdness, because now we can change pitch. Because I've got the LFO on square wave, and it's only throwing on the positive side. Because, you know, it's a square wave. There is no negative, right? So I just got this thing climbing somehow. How did I do this? I don't even know. But it has to do with the weird relationship of these oscillators in Florian. And the sub-oscillators. It's just crazy. I'm not playing anything on the keyboard. It's just being held. And the LFO is doing that stepping. And of course, if we had that LFO just as a triangle wave or a sine wave, that would go up and down much smoother. But I don't have an LFO that does sine waves. And even if I did, I wouldn't be able to show you what it does, because we've run out of time. You've been listening to the Dubious Golf Ball Finding and Wacky Synth Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC. My name's Tobe, and I gotta go, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.